Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been studying for several days now. We're in the seventh chapter at about verse 21. If you'd like to follow along, you can turn over there. Chapter 7, verse 21, we'll start reading from there. That's a very interesting chapter. We're going to pick up some things that you may not have caught the last time we studied this particular book, but I like to think that we get something every time that somehow slips by. There's so much in the Bible. We can't get it all. Nobody knows it all. They can say they know it all. They don't. But nobody knows it all, and there's so much revelation knowledge there. There's plenty to go around. So let's get right into our study. Verse 21, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and you will walk in all the way which I command you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey me. They didn't obey or incline their ear, but walked in their own counsels and in their own stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have sent you all my servants, the prophets, daily, rising early and sending them. Yet they did not listen to me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did more evil than their fathers. They got worse. They didn't get better. And God had set up a system of sacrifices to encourage the people to joyfully obey him. And it's in the book of Leviticus. He required the people to make these sacrifices, not because of the sacrifices themselves or because God had to have them. No, he wanted and desired obedience more than any sacrifice. God has said that over and over and over again. And not because the sacrifices pleased him, but because they caused the people to recognize their sin, refocus, living for God. They faithfully made the sacrifice, but forgot the reason that they were offering them. And thus they disobeyed God. Jeremiah reminded the people that acting out religious rituals was meaningless unless they were prepared to obey God in all areas of life. From the time of Moses to the end of the Old Testament period, God sent many prophets to Israel and Judah. No matter how bad the circumstances were, God always raised up a prophet to speak against their stubbornness and their spiritual disobedience, and to try to get them to repent and come back to him. But the high places and the high altars were reconstructed. They went out and they worshiped the false gods. They ignored the God of heaven. And they continued, even after strong prophets like Jeremiah were sent. As we read forward, they did not listen to me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck, and they did not more evil things than their father. They got worse each generation. For some reason, they didn't get better. They got worse. And that's many times this is the problem. They just got worse and worse and worse. Did not listen. You shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. And you shall call to them, but they will not answer you. You shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord, their God, or accept correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair and cast it away. And take up a lamentation on the bare heights. For the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of Israel. For the sons of Judah have done that which is evil in my sight, declares the Lord. They have set their detestable things in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. They've set up these things. The high altars, right inside the church. You imagine that? And they were probably selling things right inside the church too, just like they were in the days of Jesus when he turned over the tables. They were set up in the valley of the sun, in the Hinnom, where debris and rubbish from the city were thrown away. This altar was used to worship Molech, a god who required child sacrifice. If you can believe that. That's found in 2 Kings 23 and verse 10. Their valley of sacrifice would become their valley of slaughter by the Babylonians. At the place where the people had killed their own children in sinful idol worship, they themselves would be slaughtered in that same area, that same place where they worshiped the false gods. They would be slaughtered themselves. Can you imagine that? Set up their detestable things in the house called by my name to defile it. They have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire. You say, oh, Brother Hansen, we don't do that nowadays. Oh, yes, we do. It's called abortion. Been going on for years. It's the god of convenience. There's no good thing about it, and there's no justification. I don't care who thinks there is. There's not. There's some preachers that are even preaching that you can get your baby aborted and then reunite with your baby in heaven. I don't buy it. I don't think anybody else does either. But I guess it gets plenty of offerings. I'd hate to preach that and then have just the direct opposite happen. But these kind of things go on, and people say anything. They'll say anything and do anything and virtually tell you anything. And you must have discernment if you're going to hear God, because in this day and age, anything goes. Anything goes. If you give enough money, anything goes, and anything can be told. Anything can be remedied. And if you're not careful, these things can slide right over, and you can buy it, and you can believe it when it's not true. So we must be careful. God is not a man that he can lie. He doesn't change. I am the Lord, I change not. There is no changing to the God of eternal creation. There is no change. He's not going to change for anyone. And regardless of what they'll tell you about reunification in heaven, the baby that was aborted, I'm sure, have their own choice and opinion to go along with this. You say, oh, Brother Hansen, they can forgive it. No. Take a look at the martyrs that cried out for vengeance upon those that spilled their blood on earth. They were crying out for vengeance for those that were on the earth that killed them and murdered them. What makes you think that a baby, if they slaughtered that kid inside the womb with some kind of an instrument, what makes you think that that baby is going to say, oh, I'll go ahead and get back with my mother? You think? I don't think so. I wouldn't be one of those that would step out on a limb and say, oh yeah, you can reunify with your baby once you abort it. No, there's no justification for something like that. And you might be able to get forgiveness, but that doesn't change the choice of the baby. Maybe they have already chosen the angel that had to take care of them after they were aborted and God had to reconstruct them, or maybe he will during the resurrection, but their spirit was, of course, intact. But the baby would have certainly a choice of whether they wanted to reunite with the mother or not. And I'm sure that you agree that you can't force a baby, even in heaven. You still have a choice. Now you say, oh, Brother Hansen, that sounds like you're stepping out alone. No, I believe God continues to give us a choice. He gave the angels, the devil, a choice, whether they wanted to leave him, rebel against him. And I'm sure you'll continue to have a choice, even in heaven. Each and every one of us will continue to have a choice. They had a choice when they, in the book of the Revelation, when those martyrs said, they cried out for vengeance against those that martyred them and murdered them. And I'm sure that everyone thought that they were going to say, oh, forgive them. They don't know what they do. No, they didn't. They cried out for vengeance. And I don't think we know a whole lot about everything. I think we may know just a very, very tiny little bit about what is really the truth and what's going on. You know, people could tell you anything according to what their opinion is, but their opinion may not line up with what's going on. It's just like the martyrs. Their opinion, what they thought, doesn't exactly line up with what you think people are going to do. They're riding around on clouds with harps and forgiving everybody and not paying any attention to those that martyred them. No, that's not what happened. That's not what the truth is. They cried out for vengeance on those that were in the earth that killed them. Now, regardless of what you think about that, that's the truth. And we have to accept it. There's a lot of things that we may not believe and we may not accept. And with a lot of things that we may think that we know, that we don't know. We don't know anything. When it gets right down to it, I don't believe we know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's like Paul, the apostle, says, I don't know anything. I have nothing. I don't know anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I think that's the point we have to get to before we really know anything. I don't know anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the extent of my knowledge right there. And if we learn anything, it's only by the Spirit of Christ, not necessarily because someone knows something by heart or by memory. It's only by the Spirit. You can't know God by your knowledge is good, but it knowledge, unless it comes straight from the Holy Spirit, you're wasting your time. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you, we thank you, we accept you into our hearts as our Lord and Savior. And we ask that you just grant us the knowledge, understanding of being born again. And we just accept it. We accept it. We accept your life into our spirits. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved. God.